Well, today we're going to talk about the showroom effect and how that can let retirees down in retirement. And Ben is here once again. Welcome back, Ben.
Hey, Jared.
Well, you have an entire chapter devoted to this concept that you call the showroom effect in your book. Really, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think it's really this idea that sometimes when we think about a showroom, right, it's this big place with bright lights. It's something that we look forward to for a very long time, getting something from that showroom. And many times we're a little bit let down. It's kind of like this buyer's remorse feeling we'll have sometimes when you actually achieve something, you get to something, and it isn't quite what you thought it would be because it didn't quite fulfill you how you thought it would.
Yeah,
right?
And as guys, I think we do that a lot with toys, and it's those things that we look at, and then we finally get it, and it's okay, but it's maybe not exactly what we thought. And that's the thing when it comes to retirement, that sometimes it's a huge letdown for a lot of people.
Yeah, it can be. I think it can be something that we've looked forward to so long.
Right.
When it isn't exactly what we expected, it can tend to let people down.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we want to give you some insight on how to avoid that showroom effect. And the first point we want to bring up today is don't buy what society is selling. What is the product that society is selling people, so to speak?
I think the product is a permanent vacation. And if you look at any of these brochures around retirement and you see what they look like, it's always got this nice couple, you know, usually in their 50s, they're super happy, smiling ear to ear, and they're in their RV and they're traveling. Mm. Or they're in their new boat and they're just cruising on a perfect day, much like this afternoon, and everything looks great, right? It's this situation where it is solely about them, their leisure, their comfort, right? And I think that's really the key in making sure we don't fall into this showroom effect, is realizing that society is telling us it's all about us.
Yeah.
And really, retirement is not only about us and what we're going to get from it.
There is some of that, which we're going to get into, but it can't just be all about us. And you've talked about this on the show before. We toyed with the idea of either making a chapter or the book titled something having to do with the word selfish in retirement. We decided not to go that route, but I think it speaks into this idea of the showroom effect.
Yeah, and I think if we're doing retirement the way society wants us to, where it looks like what they think it is, it's a typical retiree, it can look selfish, right? Because we're focusing on only our leisure. And that's just not what we want for our retirees. And I can tell you for certainty, it's not going to give you fulfillment. In fact, it creates a lot of unhappiness at the time. When we look at it as a showroom, this great thing to look forward to, it'll let us down.
And that leads us into our second point, which is to understand retirement can't fulfill you. Do you see that's a problem where people look forward to something so much and it lets them down because they think that this season is going to be kind of the is-all, end-all of their life? Do you see that?
Yeah, we can see it.
Okay.
Again, if it's done improperly and it's the goal is to just retire and relax and to have a permanent vacation type feel, I think it can let people down. And we've talked about this before in this office, but right now I'm grasping my fists and I'm clenching them tightly and my knuckles are getting white, right? And that's sometimes, unfortunately, what we see with some individuals where they're just looking so forward to retirement.
Counting down,
like,
the days.
Counting the days down. Yeah. They're what we call a white knuckle retiree. Like, I can't wait to get to that moment in life. And I think that's a sad way to live, right? Retirement can be great, but it can't be like the focus of our life to get through our working career to get to retirement, because undoubtedly, then it will let us down in some fashion.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we even talk about how retirement is almost like a marriage. And when I go and speak on job and career, sometimes I'll bring this analogy up where I say, you know, your job and your career can't fulfill you. You can find fulfillment through it. You know, and again, just like marriage, you know, our job as husbands is really to serve our wives. It's not to get fulfillment out of them. And I think that's kind of the same correlation with retirement. You can find fulfillment in and through retirement, but retirement in and of itself can't do that for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're an unhappy individual and you're not finding fulfillment in your life prior to retirement, right. Do not expect like this moment of, oh, now I'm fulfilled, now I'm happy because now I'm retired. Yeah. It can't and won't look like that.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. The last point you bring up here is balance is the key. You even talk about this in the first couple of pages of your book. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, I think one of the quotes from the book is, I want to help you prepare well for retirement marked by two things, fulfillment and well-deserved rest. Both. There's a balance, right? I don't want all one or the other. Again, I don't want a retiree to say, oh, it's my time to be just all about me and it's this restful time. But we have to balance that off with some fulfillment. And the only way to get fulfillment is to look outside of ourselves, right? To say, what is out there? What are some people in my life I can continue to pour into? You know, sometimes that's family. Sometimes it's, you know, just individuals in the community. But the key is we have to stay others focused in this time, much like our life should have been and hopefully was. But it has to be restful too. Right. I mean, we've got clients we've coached for years and helped them retire, and some of the best times of their life can happen in retirement. Where they're traveling more, where they're enjoying time with their grandkids, where, you know, they don't have that schedule that they have to follow. They're able to do some things that they wouldn't have otherwise be able to do. And again, the key is it can't be just the focus is right. to do those things all the time, every day. We've got to balance it out with really that sense of fulfillment.
And I think that the rest that you talk about, the true rest, is really kind of twofold. It's an actual physical rest where we can have a little more leisure time and not be on such a schedule like you talked about. It's a physical thing. But I think the other kind of rest is the rest that we've all experienced when you're kind of exhausted almost mentally and psychologically, right. because you've given so much. You know, you poured your heart and soul into this thing or this person or these people, whatever that looks like. You serve on a board or help establish a project, and then you go to bed that night and you feel empty, and you get kind of that rest. I think there's probably two dynamics to that. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I agree 100%. And I think, you know, I have another quote in the book where it says something like, "The problem with retirement is that you never get a day off, right?" And I look at that as, I think the original writer of that quote had meant it more towards he was always busy, right? Always doing right. something. So never had that chance to take a time off. I look at that more of, yeah, the problem with retirement is sometimes we don't get that day off because that day off is earned, right? Mm. Because we worked for a while and then right. we can enjoy it more, right? So there's the mental and physical side of rest, which is just better yeah. when we've worked.
Yeah, that's a great point. The book is called Repurpose: The Untold Story of Retirement in America. If you haven't checked it out, we encourage you to do so. If you want the first two chapters free, very easy. Go to our website, taichesfinancial.com. Click on Heard Us on the Radio. Give us your name and email. I will personally send you the first two chapters of Repurpose right to your inbox, totally free. Next week, we're going to start to break down ways that we separate retirement versus repurpose. It is a big difference. If you think that living repurposed and living retired is the same, it is not. We're going to start talking about that next week. Thank you so much for listening to this True Wealth Radio segment right here on KWLM. I'm Jared Sebesta of Taichus Financial Group. We'll see you next time.
Securities offered through Avantex Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantex Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through Avantex Insurance Agency. Taichus Financial Group is not a registered broker-dealer or registered investment advisory firm.